3CR's Turn 40, and from Monday 10th of October right through to Saturday 19th of November, we're celebrating. Join us on 3CR Breakfast from 8 until 8:30 a.m. Monday to Saturday as we delve into our rich 3CR archive and bring you half an hour of historic gems. So start your day with the sounds that built a station. 40 days of groundbreaking audio celebrating 3CR's 40 years of radical radio.
And it gives me great pleasure to introduce this special guest, because not only is he my cousin or your cousin out there, it's the legendary Archie Roach. How you going, cuz?
Hey, how are you, Geller?
Yeah, good. Good to have you in the studio here, cuz.
Good to be back here again. Gee, bring back memories, mate.
Yeah, it sure does, cuz. And I was actually telling people a little bit earlier, back in 1987, when I first had you and Ruby in the studio here, and you sang Walking Piece of Heaven.
That's right, yeah. Wow.
And I think we was even talking about before you even put out your first album, which was on cassette, about doing a country CD.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was brought up with love the old country. You know, go back to the days. You know, the old cabarets and with old A. Williams and that. Yeah.
Yep, and the old lanes and that. And yeah, as we talk about that, it brings back a lot of memories for me, because it makes me think about my dad. You and Dad was great mates.
Very good friends. He was great friends to everybody. He was a great friend to the community. He was just such one of those fellows that everybody loved, mate. They just loved him, and to this day too, I still love his memory.
You knew Elvin Cuz called Bloodstream.
Yeah, that's right. Into the Bloodstream.
The Bloodstream. Yep.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's a bit more laid back than what I've done before. But the last couple of years, since 2010, when Ruby passed away, I hadn't been going too good, and my health wise, I got a bit crook, and so I think this album is sort of like thinking back on those last couple of years, and this, and I try to write something or sing a few songs, I suppose that. And I just remembering just going back, remembering the times, when life was a bit simpler and not as hard as it has been through the years, and just songs, I suppose, more uplifting songs that try to make you feel a bit better about things. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly the way I felt after listening to it, because I felt a bit better about things, and it was different. It was different to the other albums. I haven't heard this album before it was released, and in years gone by, I've actually sat in the same kitchen and heard songs like Mission Ration Blues and all them, before they come out. And,
that's true, yeah.
They've been hit,
recorded. Yeah.
They've been hits before they've been on CD.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, that's it. You're one of the few people that heard those songs before they were recorded,
Well, cuz, I've always been able to relate to your music, because it's where we come from.
Yeah,
and we're same people, and our people are from the Gujinamara people up in the Western District, and grew up here in Fitzroy, and so many of our people did.
That's it.
I'll leave it up to you, cuz. You want to do a couple of songs?
Yeah, all right, man. This first one is the old Mission Road. Most of us can trace our history back to the old Mission, and where our old people come from and where I come from. I was born and taken away from the old Mission, me. And this is just sort of thinking back, and if I had my time again, I would have loved to walk down the old Mission Road with Mum and Dad and uncles and big cousins and that, the old Mission Road.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I wish I had grown with my mother back home, 'cause I miss her sweet kiss kisses and her smile. And when I'm alone, I wish I had known my mother for just a while. Won't you walk with me, darling, just a couple of miles? Won't you tell me the stories of when I was a child? I'll be so happy as the stories unfold. Won't you walk with me, darling, down that old mission road? Now I wish I'd gone fishing with my father, I'm still missing, and a touch of his strong, gentle hand. Now I'm gone from the mission, 'cause someone's decision kept me away from that man. Won't you walk with me, darling, just a couple of miles? Won't you tell me the story of when I was a child? I'd be so happy as the stories unfold. Won't you walk with me, darling, down that old mission road? Oh yeah. My kiss your mother tonight. Hold your father tight and keep your family near. Oh, lest one day they might slowly fade out of sight, just reflections in those tears. Won't you walk with me, darling, just a couple of miles? Won't you tell me the stories of when I was a child? I'd be so happy as the stories unfold. Won't you walk with me, darling, down that old mission road? Won't you walk with me, darling, down that old mission road?
Yeah, beautiful, cuz. Yeah, beautiful. And that song can be for any mission, no matter where you come from, because every mission's got an old mission road.
That's right, yeah, an old road.
Yeah, and you never see any asphalt on there. It's just that bumpy, stony, old, dusty mission road.
That's right.
Yeah, because as I'm talking with Archie Roach and Craig, I actually seen... I've been meaning to catch up with you, and I've seen the Nakanya Ruby concert in Adelaide, and I thought it was fantastic, cause, and I always wanted to catch up with you and say that. And seen the concert and made me cry. Yeah. Brought back a lot of memories as well, cuz, and I only wish that the concert happened here in Melbourne, but it's something that we should do, you know, not only have one concert, but many a concert to honour people leave us, you know, and that's the way we deal with sadness and happiness is songs.
That's right.
You're listening to 3CR's 40 Days of Radical Radio Special, celebrating 3CR's 40 fabulous years of community radio.
And you got another song there for us?
All right.
And then we'll give you a break, because it gets a bit odd in the studio when you're enjoying yourself playing guitar. Just before you do go into that song, cuz, we got a lot of young people out there in the community, and we're actually dedicating this show today to young Scotty Mack. And he was a young fellow that died tragically over the weekend. And he was a young fellow that actually loved writing songs, even though he never produced any songs or recorded any songs himself. We got, like I said, we got a lot of young people out there that look up to you, cuz, and think, well, you know, if Uncle Archie can write songs and get out there and do it, you know, we should be able to as well. And some of the things that we just talked about, you know, people talking to you, things that are happening in the past that you can write about, things that you want to do in the future.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't have a future without a past.
And, that's right.
And, but yeah, this is something for the young people out there, cause that, you know, stick with music and, you know, it's a, if you're angry, you know, it's a good way to settle yourself down, relax people, and
that's right. Oh, no, look, anybody, if you, any young people out there that want to get into music and write songs, it's I found myself, you know, when I was a bit younger, you know, I was a bit angrier too, but the best way I dealt with that was to write songs, you know. You know, I was feeling down because I was taken away from my family, so I wrote a song about it, took the children away, and it helped me, you know, rather than go out and do something, you know, go off the rails and do something stupid, you know. And I wrote a song about it and sing it, and to this day I still sing it, and it still helps me today to deal with it. And yeah, but you know, just you know, talking to friends and that in the street, you know, and if someone else is going through a hard time, you can talk to them and write a song about them and write a song for them, you know, and it'll help, you know, bring them around. You can find songs anywhere in your life, everyday life. Stick to it, and if you love it, you know, if you love it, chances are other people are going to love it too. So just stick with what you're doing and be, and you'll be right, you know. Yeah.
Thanks, cuz.
Okay, this is it. Well, I wish, Mullywonk. This is a song we were talking about before called the Mullywonk Song, and it's written in Ruby's language, you know, late great Ruby Hunter. And the Mullywonk is like it's a river spirit. She comes from the Murray River in the Coorong in South Australia. And the Mullywonk is a river spirit or river guardian. And it's like this river guardian sort of, you know, looks after the river, and it's more like something like a bunyip. And so when I wrote this song, I wasn't, you know, I was thinking of Ruby. But now when we sing this song, I think more of Ruby, and it's like that Mullywonk or river guardian calling her back home to her dreaming. Yeah. Mullywonk song. 3, 4. Thank you. standing on this mountain to see how far we've come. I see my brothers and sisters still falling down. And look across this river, this is where we wanna be. And we cried all our salty, salty tears into the sea. And the voice of the moon you'll walk is calling. Yeah, the voice of the moon you'll walk is calling. When Ruby left the river, she cried so bitterly. She was born by the water's edge underneath this tree. Then she come back to the river, cried so happily. 'Cause she no longer a stranger in her own country. And the voice of the moon you walk is calling. Yeah, the voice of the moon you walk is calling. It's calling to you. When she was a little girl, she never stood a chance. But she grew up and rose above her circumstance. And she picked up her family, helped them to do well. She picked up her husband, saved him from his hell. And the voice of the moon you walk is calling. Yeah, the voice of the moon you walk is calling. Now we're living in the sunshine. There's rainbows in the sky. Oh, we gotta be happy now. No need to cry. And Ruby of the River fulfills her destiny. This woman is a keeper, yeah, she holds the key. And the voice of the moon you walk is calling. Yeah, the voice of the moon you walk is calling.
Beautiful song there, cuz. And we're talking and listening to Archie Roach. We're actually going to play a song of Archie's off the album, Into the Bloodstream. And I actually like this song, We Won't Cry.
Yeah.
And you want to tell me a little bit about We Won't Cry?
Yeah, well, it was when we got into the studio and sort of like some songs I didn't even have for the album. And I actually went home and started writing this song and come back in the studio the next day or a day or two later. And we were sitting down and I said, well, I've got another song here, but I haven't quite finished it. So Craig called up Paul Cully, you know, my mate Paul, and he came into the studio a day or so later, and we sat down, and he said, well, you know, just look at what you got. And so I played him what I already had, and we just sat there, and he helped finish the song off. He actually sings on it too, in this album, sings on this track, We Won't Cry. Yeah, it's about, you know, you're not alone, you know, in life you're never really alone. There's always somebody there that's, you know, that you can turn to and help you out of any problems, or someone to talk to and make things a little bit lighter, you know, and help carry that, you know, carry that whatever's weighing you down, yeah.
Beautiful. We'll go into that song, We Won't Cry.
If your burden's too heavy, then it's gonna break you, and you might go crashing to the ground. Keep yourself steady and don't let it take you on down, take you on down.
Well, I'm here beside you, and don't you forget it, I'm with you walking down this road. Give up what's inside you, you won't regret it. Together we can lighten this load.
In trouble, I wanted to disappear out of sight. You wouldn't let me, you were so stubborn. You brought me out of that dark night.
Sky.
We Won't Cry. Lovely song there, cuz. And Paul Kelly must be a great man to work with. I've heard so many artists say they've done songs with Paul Kelly, but and he sounds great on the albums and that, but great fella. Never met the fella myself. But
he's a good work, Paul. Yeah, we're still pretty good friends, even though I don't see him as much as I used to, but we still, you know, he's just a good mate. I wouldn't be doing this either if he hadn't have encouraged us a bit.
Yeah, isn't it great to actually have non-Indigenous people out there that actually encourage us to do things?
That's it, you know, people that actually believe. Well, you know, the music, you know, if they love music, and I know that a lot of Indigenous people can really, are really talented, so they get behind us, and it's good, like even Craig, you know?
Yeah, Craig, yeah. Shane. Paul.
Shane out, yeah. Paul Kelly, yeah. Neil Murray, all them fellas.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I can actually remember the first time I met up with Shane Howard doing the Solid Rock over the, I think it was the Palais in St Kilda, and big mob of blackfellas. Had no money to get in, like always. You know. And I roll up and said, well, if you're going to play the didgeridoo on Solid Rock, all the blackfellas come in for nothing. And he did. He let us all in, and we all become great friends since then. And but, cuz, want to thank you for coming on today.
It's been a pleasure to be back in these old studios again, for sure.
You know, we always love you down here at 3CR, and yourself, Craig, too, mate. Thanks for coming in and being a part of the show. Like I said, it was a special show today for a young fella named Scotty Mack. So, thanks very much, cuz, and we'll take everyone out today with a song that I actually had lined up for you. It's an old favourite, cuz.
Yeah.
And I know you will love it too. It's called The Streets of Alfie Troy.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Catch us later.
City lights are driving me crazy as I walk the lonely streets of Alfie Troy. How I wish that I was back there in the dream time. In the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo a-droning in the night. Where the corroborees are seen by the firelight. Far away from the glow of city light. Now Gertrude Street, it makes me feel so lonely. Oh, the gum trees and the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Fitzroy, torn apart by government ways and city light.
3CR's Turn 40, and from Monday 10th of October right through to Saturday 19th of November, we're celebrating. Join us on 3CR Breakfast from 8 until 8:30 a.m. Monday to Saturday as we delve into our rich 3CR archive and bring you half an hour of historic gems. So start your day with the sounds that built a station. 40 days of groundbreaking audio celebrating 3CR's 40 years of radical radio.